So we'll read in there, Hebrews 11, verse number 8. Just going to read about a few people, amen, that were successful. Amen. Not by the world standards, but by God's standards. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out not knowing whither he went. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, and the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength and to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky and multitude, and of the sand which is by the seashore, innumerable. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is, in heavenly. Wherefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. Would you pray with me? Father, I thank you. Thank you this evening for the grace. Oh, the grace wherein we stand and rejoice. Thank you for the opportunity, sir, God, to be a pilgrim and a stranger in this world. And, God, a citizen of heaven. Hallelujah. That we may, God, by your help and grace, make it safe home. May we labor, God. May we walk this, God, walk. May we fight this good fight of faith. May we, God, lay hold to eternal life. May we follow you of a truth. Be led by your Spirit. Maintain that desire for the things above. Hallelujah. That we may arrive safe in that city. Hear the words at the end of the way. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thank you, sir, that you have made it available and made it possible. In the name of Jesus, give you all the glory. Everybody said amen. Glory to God. I want to just look at some characteristics about these people, amen, that marks them, amen, and I believe they ought to be the same characteristics in the children of God today, amen. The term pilgrims, amen, is a word that means an alien, amen, a resident foreigner. Hallelujah. I'm going to say that again, a resident foreigner, amen, a stranger. Amen. To make oneself at home. Amen. Also, is one of the dwellings, one of the meanings here. Amen. So I want to just look at, I'm a pilgrim and a stranger in this world. Amen. That simply means that this world is not our home. Amen to God. Our home is somewhere else. Amen. Abraham was looking, amen, for that place that God had promised him. Amen. My, I'm telling you, there's I've already said tonight, amen, just the things that will not be there, amen, are many times worthy of going there, a multitude times over, amen, for what will not be in that land, amen. So I want to just look in this passage of Scripture, amen, and we see where the Word of God begins to deal, amen, with about Abraham, and brought, if we start out with the term to obey or obedience. Matter of fact, if I'm going to be a successful pilgrim, I'm going to have to obey God. Amen. First of all, amen, what does the Word of God say about Abraham? Said he's headed somewhere, but he didn't know. Amen. He'd never been there. Amen. And he had to have someone lead him and guide him. Come on, Brother Job. I ain't never been to heaven. Amen. The Word of God tells us that no man has seen God at any time. Amen. I need someone to show me the way. Amen. God has given us His Word. Amen. That old song they used to sing, and it was a real popular bluegrass song for many years, probably still is in some circles. I'm using my Bible for a roadmap. Amen. I'll make it to heaven some sweet day. Amen to God. Believe you me, if man will take the Word of God, amen, will humble himself down and receive that Word of God, amen, with meekness, amen, he can receive the engrafted, amen, power and help, amen, and transformation of an almighty God. Amen. I realize that we're headed somewhere, amen, but while we're headed there, God got something for us to do on this side. Amen. Matter of fact, amen, if we're not good pilgrims, we're not going to be very good soul winners. Amen. Why? Because being a good pilgrim, I must live as if this is not my home. Amen. I must live for surely as if I am a citizen of heaven. Amen to God. And if you do that, then the world will, I mean, you know, it's not easy. We walk around down here, and amen, and you can spot what we used to call the snowbirds. Amen. The Canadians, it's not hard to spot them. They kind of stick out. Amen to God. Well, if we true pilgrims in this world, that won't be hard for folks to spot us. And amen, we won't act like they act, and amen, or react like they react, and amen, and our value system is going to be different than their value system. Amen. Come on, Brother Joe. I realize that a lot of people think that you can be a part of God's family and part of the citizenry of heaven and still act like, amen, you're a citizen of this world. But Brother Joe don't really believe that. Amen. I believe that the Bible said, come ye out from among them and be a separate people. And God said, I'll receive you. Amen. I'll be a God, your God, and you'll be my children and my people. Amen to God. I want to be that. Amen. So Abraham, amen, started out by being obedient. He rose up in that obedience to head somewhere where he had never been. Amen. What did God tell Abraham, if we remember? Amen. Get you up, get you out from among your household and your kindred into a land that God said that I will show you. Amen. My. Come on, that's the same thing God said to every sinner. Amen. Get up and get out. Amen. Moses said, everybody that's on the Lord's side, you come on over here with me. Amen to God. So God called us out. Thank God. Amen. I believe if we look at the definition of the church, amen, ecclesia, amen, the called out. Amen. That's what the church is. We've been called out of this world. Amen. We've been brought to God, to be dwelled and to be transformed into His marvelous likeness. Amen to God. And why? Because He's made us part of the family of God. Amen. And I'm telling you, what did He say in John chapter 14? Amen. Sister Jessie read it Sunday night. Amen. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house were many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. Behold, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Amen. So God said, I've got a place for you. Amen. Now listen, I can't find it on my own. Amen. I got to have God bring me to that place. Amen to God. So what have I got to do, Brother Joe? I've got to obey God. I've got to follow God. I want to follow the road map. Amen. And if I will do that, God will lead us safe home at His appointed time. Amen. Let me hurry. Amen. They sojourn in the land of promise, in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob. Amen. I want us to see that they didn't dwell in permanent dwellings. Amen. They were nomadic in their nature. Amen. I'm afraid that the church has left some of that if we're not careful. Amen. We look like we're planning on staying here forever. Amen. Come on. I think that I'm a bit peculiar. Amen. But I believe that, amen, the thrust of the church finances ought to be towards, amen, winning the lost and mission work, wherever that it can be applied, rather than building monuments unto men. Amen. Come on. I got nothing against a good, fine church building. Amen. So long as you keep it within, amen, you balance that out, whatever we're doing, amen, for the work of God in the earth. Amen. I've seen it get way out of kilter too many times when, amen, there was much more money put into, amen, things that were not going to make a dime worth of difference in the souls of men. Amen. And what was left off should have been done, and what was not done, amen, or what should have not been done was done. Come on. Amen. I've seen times when, amen, you'd call other churches, ask, would you help? Amen, so-and-so's problems. No, we can't help. Amen, they got $100,000 in the bank, but they can't help. Amen. God's looking at all of that business in a real hard way. Amen. But I believe if we will, amen, act like true pilgrims, well, Jesus said, lay your treasures up, amen, on the other side. Amen to God. If you put them down here, thieves are going to break through and steal. Amen. The moths are going to chew on the clothes. Amen. And the gold's going to tarnish away. But if you lay it up on the other side, amen, none of those things are going to happen. Amen to God. So Abraham walked with God. He sojourned. Amen. That's I'm telling you, he walked with God. Amen. Here we find that God was doing some great things along the way. Amen. Because here we mention Sarah. Amen. And though she is past age, amen, yet she's going to deliver a child because of her faith in God. Amen. Isaac was a true miracle. Amen. Come on. Just as Jesus was, amen, in his time, he's a type and shadow of Christ. Amen. In the Old Testament, amen, they got a father and a mother who was incapable, amen, by his natural standards of offspring, producing offspring. Amen. Yet God, amen, provides an offspring. Amen. Isaac, amen, his name means laughter. Hallelujah. God always laughs at impossibility. Amen. And so out of him, he said, the Word of God here says, amen, that was aged, sprang from him. Amen. As the stars of the heavens and the sand of the seashore. Amen to God. My, amen. You, the world, I'm telling you, would look and say, that never can be. They'd have hunted somebody else. Amen. But God found this man in the earth named Abram. Amen. Who was willing, amen, to rise up. Amen. And eventually separate himself from everything down here. Amen. And give himself completely under that heavenly vision. Amen. And he's not the only one. Everyone that's done the will of God. Amen. The Word of God says in the book of Hebrews concerning Moses that he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter when he's come of age. Amen. Choosing rather to suffer the affliction of the righteous for a season. Amen. And seeing him who is invisible. Hallelujah. My. He chose what God had. He said, I'm going to follow God. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't matter what the cost may be. Amen. Listen, if we're true pilgrims, amen, we're not going to get attached to this world that we know is going to perish away. Amen. Yeah, I was watching an old Western with my girls the other day. And I said, boy, they mentioned some, I believe the main character on there was talking about this little girl about reading. And she asked him how he knew he read and what he read. And he said, I read Pilgrim's Progress. I said, my. Amen. You know, there was a time when Pilgrim's Progress was in the school libraries, and it was considered a classic work. Amen. One of the classic, if you will, allegories of all time, amen, was Bunyan's work. Amen. Nowadays, it'd probably be prohibited from even being in the library. Amen. But, I want to tell you something. When you think about a pilgrim, that's what, amen, John Bunyan called his main character. Amen. Pilgrim. Amen. He's a pilgrim. What does he do, Brother Joe? It starts in the beginning. He's come to some realization. Amen. My. Amen. Amen. When we see the Beatitudes. Amen. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. My. What did old Pilgrim come to the knowledge of, Brother Joe? That he's living in the city of destruction. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, somebody, amen, may need to remind a few folks today that we're still living in the city of destruction. Amen. But if you're going to do that, you're going to have to flee that city. Amen. That says you can't have the world and God. Amen. Hallelujah. So what did old Pilgrim do? Amen. He's running, trying to find a way of escape, and he runs into a man, amen, whose name is Evangelist. Hallelujah. Oh, Brother Joe always thrills with that book. Amen. What does Evangelist do? Amen. He's declaring, you plead the wrath to come. Amen. What must I do? And he points and said, you see that one, yon wicket gate sitting on top of the hill over there? Amen. That's a straight and narrow little gate. That heals Calvary. Hallelujah. Come on. Amen. You go through that gate. That's the way of escape. Come on with Brother Joe. There ain't but one way of escape tonight. Amen. His name is Jesus. Straight is the gate and narrow is the way that leadeth unto life. Amen. My. Amen. And few there be. Amen. That go in thereat. Broad is the way. Amen. My. Wide is that gate and broad is the way that leadeth unto destruction. And many there be which go in thereat. Amen. So here, God's people, they're fleeing the wrath to come. Amen. Out there, then we have several classes of people. Amen. We have the religious lot. Amen. Come on, Brother Joe. Amen. Them Pharisees heard old John's down there baptizing in Jordan. Amen. They the natural seed of Abraham, if you will, but they're not the spiritual seed of Abraham. Come on, Brother Joe. It's not the natural seed, amen, that's going to be delivered. It's the spiritual seed, amen, that are going to be delivered. Amen. They are Jesus. Will you read it in your Bible? They that say they are Jews and are not. And he's tried them and found them to be liars. What's he saying? Amen. They're naturalists. They think because they're born of a certain person, they've inherited. Amen. Something that, oh, God said, oh, no, that ain't the way it is. Amen. If you hadn't been born again. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. I don't care what Oprah says. Amen. If you hadn't been born again. Amen. You got no part. Amen. In that celestial city. Amen. But if you've been washed in the blood. Amen. Been born again from above. And your name is written down. Amen. You're no longer an alien. Amen. But you're part of the commonwealth. The family of God. Hallelujah. Woo. Amen. I heard Brother Ronald Hobby preaching one night. Amen. He said a big old man, a big old boy, come down the altar like he carried 1,000,000 pounds. Amen. A little while. Amen. He said he got up and he's dancing on his toes like an old bear. Amen. And he said, what's the matter? What changed? He said, I seen a great big hand write my name down. Amen. My. He wrote my name in glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Rejoice not because the devils are subject unto you. Amen. Jesus said, but rather, rejoice because your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Amen. I'm glad my name's written in the charter of that city. Amen. I'm an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus Christ. Amen. And glory to God. Amen. I'm telling you, I'm headed. Amen. Look, and I think about that old song a lot of times. Look what I traded for a mansion. Amen. And look what I'm leaving behind. My. Amen. I'm telling you, I know people that are holding on to trash down here. Amen. When they could have had something over in glory. Amen. Them old Hefty Goodman sang, I'm a poor, poor rich man. Oh, hallelujah. See, it really happened to me. I'm a millionaire. I've got a lot more than that. Amen. It is of this world only knows. I'm telling you, the riches of that city make this world pale in all of its great splendor. It pales like a piece of coal in the presence of a diamond. Amen. I got to hurry. These all died in faith. I haven't received the promise, but haven't seen them afar off. And I want to look at this here. They embraced them. Amen. The word, the term used here is embraced. Amen. In other words, they got a hold of it. Amen. Hallelujah. We used to sing that old song. I want to hold to God's unchanging hand. Amen. I want to tell you something. If you don't hold on to what God gives you, amen, the enemy will come along and steal it from you. Amen. Hold fast. I hear, amen, that old preacher declare that, the Word of God to say that no man take thy crown. Amen. Come on. I'm telling you, a lot of people have started this race. They have seen the glory of God, and then their eyes have been averted to something else, and the enemy has come along, and he has devalued what they had in God, and they have traded. Amen. I'm telling you, they've traded them gold. Amen. Shields for the shields of brass. After a while, they won't have anything left. I don't want that. I want them gold shields. I want something that'll not tarnish. I want something that'll stand the test of time. Amen. Well, glory. And Jesus come out of, amen, that day. He went down by Samaria. Amen. It said, now Jacob's well was there. Amen. What did the Word of God say? It'd been there a long time. Amen to God. I want to tell you something. When God does something and works through folks, amen, it ain't some little fizzle. Amen. But I'm telling you, it'll stand. I thought about, amen, every time I read that and heard heard that mentioned, I've thought about men and women of God down through the years that really, amen, were pilgrims in God and worked for God like the true pilgrim saints should. Amen. They left legacies that have lasted down through the ages. Amen. I think about William Booth, amen, and his wife, amen, Elizabeth, amen, what they left. I know it's what they've got today, but it's just a small portion. But I'm telling you that it has lasted this long. Amen. It's much older than the assemblies. Amen. Of God. Or the church of God. Amen. I'm telling you, I've never seen when men truly and women truly sell out to God, God fans the flames on that business. Amen. I'm telling you, He breathes on it and wonders happen. Hallelujah. Let me hurry. Amen. I want to just see what the pilgrims, amen, do. First of all, he obeyed the call. We done been there. Amen. By faith, Noah being warned of God, what did he do? He built an ark to the saving of his household. He obeyed the call of God. Everywhere we look, amen, at successful men and women, when God has dealt with them, amen, they have obeyed and done what God said. Amen. We have a few folks that God had to, amen, get kind of, amen, remind a few times. One of them was, amen, a man named Jonah. Amen. But by the time God got him in the belly of the whale at the bottom of the ocean, amen, Jonah began to see things in the right way. Come on. That's not God being hateful and mean. That's God's mercy. Amen. I'd rather God get me in the belly of the whale and let me awake unto righteousness than to just let me go, amen, and miss everything that God had. Amen. But oh, amen, when we find that place of God and we walk in that obedience, amen, I want us to look and see some things about these pilgrims. Amen. They obeyed. Amen. We could just go through a whole list of men. I thought about, amen, I can't help but think, Old Testament here, let's just look at the New Testament for just a moment. Amen. The Apostle Paul, that zealot, the greatest example of obedience, his name is Jesus. Amen. There's no greater example of obedience to the Father's will, amen, than the Lord Himself. Amen. And therefore, if we follow Him, come on with Brother Joe, and if He let Him lead us, amen, He will lead us in the same obedience today that He walked in, amen, to over 2,000 years ago. Amen. He has not changed. Amen. Because the Word of God says, Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. He's the same. Whatever He done then, His character, His nature is still the same nature tonight. Amen. If He leads you and I, He will lead us in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Hallelujah. He will guide us in the way of truth. Amen. He will walk with us through the valley and through the shadow of the shadow of death. Amen. He'll set a table before us in the presence of our enemies. He'll anoint our head with oil. He'll run our cup over. Well, glory. All of this happens if I follow Christ. Amen. If I won't follow Him, then I'm on my own. Amen. That's what's got wrong with a lot of people. They start out following God, and before they get too far down, they get the big head or something else goes wrong, and they begin to do their own little thing. Amen. After a while, they're out in the cold. Amen. God has not left them. They have simply left God. Amen. They've been great ministries. Amen. That God did great things in the beginning of those ministries, and they allowed selfishness and pride, amen, to enter in. And out of that come destruction of what God was doing. Amen. God will not, amen, associate Himself with pride in any fashion. God, the Word of God said, God resisteth the proud, amen, but He giveth grace to the humble. Amen. Once a person thinks that somehow or another, amen, that they've enhanced the Word of God, amen, or that some part of them has been added something to the Word of God or to the power of God, they have made a grave mistake. Amen. Sometimes I see things that people get a big kick out of and preaching, but it bothers me. Amen. I can tell you what, God's not trying to mix me and God to make something successful. Amen. God's trying to do one thing. He's trying to get rid of every vestige of me. So it's all God and none of me. Amen. That's what that high priest is doing when he's at that altar. He's trying to consume that sacrifice. He's trying to conform it to that altar. That altar's Christ. Amen. I want to tell you, if He can conform us, amen, to that altar and consume us away, amen, what will happen? Amen. We'll bring glory and honor to God. Amen. And God's Spirit will come down, amen, among men. Hallelujah. Woo! And if God does that, amen, earth will have a change. Amen. Hallelujah. I got to hurry and try to finish. Let me hurry. Amen. They never settle down. Amen. Hebrews 11 and 9. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promises in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. Amen. Many years ago, Brother Don Brinkle preached a message. Amen. An altar, a tent, and a well. Amen. All of these things, yes. Amen. He's at the tent signified no settling down. Amen. I'm a stranger. I'm not putting down deep roots here because I'm just passing through. Amen. But he's got an altar. Amen. Glory to God. Come on. I can tell you that altar, amen, keeps me in touch with God. Amen. It keeps me conformed to God. Amen. Then he's got a well. That's life. Amen to God. I can tell you something. If you don't start with that altar, amen, and stay in that tent, amen, that well won't be, amen, what it's supposed to be. Amen. But if we'll keep the right mentality toward God, amen, I can tell you that well will flow. I said that well will flow. We can drink cool, amen, living water. Amen. Glory to God. He's the water of life. Amen to God. He said, I'm the true bread that's come down from heaven. Amen. Hallelujah. If any man will eat thereof, amen. What he said, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And behold, he shall never die. Amen. That's the types of Christ. So, Abraham, amen, he didn't settle down. Come on, there's a lot of folks that after a while they get settled down. They go to growing roots in this world. What happened, Brother Joe? Amen. If you go back to the book of Isaiah chapter 5, amen. My beloved sing a song to my beloved is touching his vineyard. My beloved has planted a vineyard in a very fruitful hill. What happened to that vineyard? Amen. It got to mixing itself when he said he cleaned around it. He done everything he could. Amen. But what did it do? It brought forth wild grapes. Amen. What does that mean, Brother Joe? It began to mix itself with what it was supposed to not do. Amen. Come on. I do a lot of fruit growing. Amen. When you got a cultivar, you can't allow that thing, amen, to grow its own roots. It will not be what it's supposed to be. Amen. It's got to stay pure. Come on. I said it's got to stay pure. Amen to God. That's why you can't take the seed, amen, out of most of that stuff and plant it and grow it because it's not going to wind up being, amen, what it was. Why? That seed has pollinated something else and it's contaminated what that is. Come on, Brother Joe. That says God don't need a drop of me. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. But he can just, amen, wring all of self. Amen. Glory to God. I believe Kenny Henson sang that song not too long before he died. Amen. Bind self out of me. Amen to God. My. I'm telling you, God can get rid of that old man. Amen. And that Christ can live in us like God wants to. Amen. I'm telling you, he can take and do things that man can only begin to imagine. Brother Joe, you say that an awful lot here lately. Amen. God deals with me an awful lot about that here lately. Amen. I'm telling you, God's got things he wants to do. Amen. That would astound folks. Amen. If he can find somebody. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. That's willing. Amen. To be a pilgrim and a stranger and willing to stay that with God. Come on. I heard old Brother Ravenhill. Amen. And I've heard other great men of God. Amen. Talk about prophets. Said they were lonely men. Come on. In the sense of humanity. Not in the sense of that fellowship with God. Amen. What have they done? They've shut themselves. They not become hermits. But they've got an affection and a relationship that is more important than any other one. My. That's why, amen, when them folks come to town, it wasn't like anybody else coming to town. Amen, when they come to town, it's because God sent them to town and God's own business. Amen. I better hurry. Hallelujah. They did not settle down. They looked for an eternal city. Hebrews 11 and 10, but he looked for a city which hath foundation, whose builder and maker is God. Amen. In other words, amen, Brother Abraham wasn't satisfied with something from down here. Come on, Brother Joe. Amen. You know, if we're not careful, we'll settle out for some kind of cheap substitute. A lot of folks bought that down through the years. They bought them some kind of substitute. They got willing to, amen, to be happy with just them shields of brass and, amen, and some kind of substitute for what for the real. Amen, I want to tell you, there is no substitute for the real thing. Amen, we're living in a time, amen, what is the Word of God saying? And it's not anything new. Amen, they hewed themselves out. This is the book of Jeremiah chapter 2. Broken cisterns that could hold no water. Amen, what are they doing? They're trying to improvise. Amen. Man's been doing that for years. Amen. The church has tried. Amen. That's what all the laughing revivals say. We're trying to improvise the results of something. Amen. Or just to have the results, if you will, without having the cause. Amen. Being made real in their life. Come on. I want to tell you, I've seen people laugh in the spirit when they're real and they're genuine. Amen. And when that happens, I can tell you it brings peace. Amen. It brings a real joy. It ain't some fakery. Amen. Come on, Brother Joe. Man can cough all that up he wants to. Amen. But it ain't worth a dime. Amen. The devil will blow all that stuff away in a matter of seconds. Amen. And leave them stranded with nothing. But if you got the true goods, amen, let him huff and let him puff all he wants to. Amen. My. He can't blow down what God, amen's doing. Hallelujah. I said he can't do it. Amen. He cannot. Oh, he said, amen, on this rock I'll build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Amen. Glory to God. God, no wonder that these pilgrims and these heroes of the book of Hebrews here, chapter 11, amen, the reason the devil couldn't do anything with them because they had the goods. Amen. They're walking with God. They desire something from God. Amen. More than they desire something from down here. Amen. I know I mention him from time to time, but he aggravates me. Amen. That man wrote that letter to ask the preacher, hello, amen, about Solomon when he said, all that is under the sun is vanity and vexation of spirit. Amen. I want to tell you, amen, John the Baptist said, no man can receive anything, amen, except it come from God. What did he mean by that? Anything, any good. Amen. Everything down here is tainted. Amen. When Solomon said, all that's under the sun is vanity and vexation of spirit, everything down here, Solomon knows it's going to vanish away. He said, rich man gathered, amen, and another man eateth thereof. Amen to God. He can't take it with him. Amen. He can't put it in a U-Haul. Amen. He's going to leave it. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. But I can tell you, I got a plan that says I can lay it up on the other side. Hello. Amen to God. I ain't worthy. Amen. But God's gracious enough, amen, that He'll let us lay up treasure in heaven. Woo! Glory. Amen to God. I want to have something from, amen, from above laid up over there. Amen. Let me hurry and read 2 Peter. I want to look at what marks here. Peter, New Testament. And besides just giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue. Amen. Most of us know what virtue is. Purity. Amen. So it's virtuous. Amen. In other words, it has some value. Amen to God. Hallelujah. Real faith, not faith that is feigned. Amen. Or pretend faith. Amen. I can tell you this. The world is full of fakers and pretenders. Hello. Brother Joe's got to tell you, the church is just as full of fakers and pretenders as it can be. Amen. They're religious, but they are not, amen, in love with God. Amen. Believe you me, there is worlds of difference between the two. Amen. If we listen, the first and the great commandment, if you don't, and I don't love God, we ain't going nowhere. I ain't going to get nowhere with God. God ain't going nowhere with us. Come on, that's just the way it is. Amen. But if we fall in love with God, amen, we fall in love with Jesus, amen, out of that will come a relationship, amen, that will change us, amen, and that will change those around us, amen, and only eternity will reveal what all it will change. Woo! Come on, that devil will come and tell you, amen, you living for God, loving God, oh, you ain't doing no good. He'll tell you that. Amen. Well, if you wait, if you listen, I battled with that for a while when I was preaching on the street. Amen, quite a bit. Lord, I think I'm wasting my time. God got aggravated with me about saying that. And the next few words he said to me chopped me right down to size. Amen. He said, look here, if I put the reaping tool in your hand, you reap. If I put the seed bag in your hand, you sow. Amen. So somebody's got to sow. Amen. So somebody can reap. Amen. But he said, what did he say in the Word of God? They'll both rejoice together in the harvest. Ooh, hallelujah. Amen. I went to cry and said, Lord, amen, whatever you put in my hand, I'll plant the seed. Amen. I'll dig with a hoe. I'll pull up the weeds. Whatever you want me to do. Amen. If it's your will, if it pleases you, I'll gladly do it. Amen. I can tell you, if we'll do that, God will bless us while we do it. Amen. In heaven, we'll get to talk to folks we never probably even knew we had been through us. And suddenly, amen, if somebody will say, amen, thank you. Thank you. I always did like that song. Amen. Besides giving all your deals, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance. Amen. Knowledge. Now, this is godly knowledge, not puppy knowledge. Amen. You add to that knowledge. What is that knowledge? That's knowledge that, amen, builds faith. Amen. That builds what? Love. Amen. The more that I know God, amen, the more I have that relationship with Him, the greater that love becomes. Amen. What does that do? Amen. It adds to that virtue. It adds to that whole experience with God. I'm fixing to close just a second. Listen. Then he said, temperance. The temperance. Amen. My self-control. If we don't add some temperance, there ain't going to be no staying. Amen. I tell you, if we don't have that temperance, is another word also. Our brother Joe likes to use another one that we in the military use called discipline. Amen. Discipline is basic, and temperance are the same. Self-control. That we are disciplined. Let brother Joe just say this. God's people are a disciplined people. Amen. God's not in the business of doing anything with an undisciplined lot. Amen. I have greatest respect for discipline. Amen. I'm a fan of football. Amen. I've seen teams that had the superstar talent throughout the team, but they had no discipline. They wasn't no good. Amen. Why? They could not discipline themselves to work together. Like, come on. I was in the military. We'd done everything. 32 men, we'd done everything as we were one. Amen. And if you couldn't do that, you'd be fixing to have one miserable experience. Amen to God. Come on, Brother Joe. Amen. I can tell you what. He found me. Amen. Put me in His army. Amen. I ain't trying to tell Him what to do. Amen. It's simply our duty to find our place in Him and let Him put us where He wants us, grow our roots. Amen. And be productive in the land of the living. Amen. Temperance. To temperance, patience. Amen. Patience, by the way, is temperance coming into full fruit. Hello? If temperance is really at work, it'll produce patience. Amen? Patience is what? Cheerful endurance. Hello? Amen. That means that we'll keep on even though, amen, it may be rough. Even though I'm telling you it ain't like all sugars and lollipops and whatever else. We'll continue the fight. Amen. What did Paul tell that young preacher Timothy? He said, be strong. Quit yourself like a man. You wore a good warfare, son. Amen. Brother Clendenham said, amen, it's Marines that's going to guard that gate to heaven. Amen. For that, most of us know what the motto of the Marines is. Amen. Semper Fidelis. Always faithful. Amen. I want to tell you something. Amen. God's Marines have put the ones in this world to shame. Amen. It's been folks that's been faithful to God that have handed down to you and I and others. Amen. Something from God. Oh, hallelujah. What did Paul say? Amen. I'm telling you, he said, I'm going to try to give you a godly example. I'm going to walk a disciplined life. Amen. And you follow me as I follow Christ. Amen. I got to hurry and hush. Listen, patience, God, the patience, godliness. Amen. Patience, and all these are leading us to godliness, God-likeness. Amen. His image. Amen. His nature. Amen. And to godliness, brotherly kindness. Amen. Now, kindness says a lot of things. It says long-suffering. Amen. Patience is all mingled into that. Amen. But kindness is simply, amen, remembering. Hello. Amen. You know, people that think they've got as long as it's very easy to get into that little trap, think that you've arrived somewhere. And that kindness and patience with that brother or sister goes right out the window. Amen. Kindness goes away. Amen. But when we remember, amen, God's kindness to us, amen, and His patience and His long-suffering, amen, produces that kindness out of us that makes us patient Hello? Brotherly kindness. Believe you me, in the world we're living in, we need plenty of brotherly kindness. Amen. Then charity. Amen. That's just a crown jewel of what's already been mixed all in, but it's bringing that love to a forefront. Amen. By the way, the fruit of the Spirit, amen, 9 basically are the 8 characteristics of love. Amen to God. Hallelujah. Let me hurry. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. They make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. I want to be a good pilgrim. Amen. I want to bear the marks, amen, of that pilgrim. Amen. And one day, the pilgrims are going to arrive at home. Hello? Amen. We're singing that song tonight. Amen. Heaven's jubilee. One glad morning we shall see. Meet Jesus in the air. My. One of these days, amen, the pilgrim's going to arrive home. Oh, I can't wait. Amen. That old 70 song said, if you don't like shouting, you better not get on the cloud with me. That's going to be one joyful experience. Amen to God. One day I'm going to ride in that celestial city. Hallelujah. Woo! Never to have to trod foot in a sinful world again. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That you have marked for us and you have set men and women to mark the way and mark the character and the nature of them that say they seek a city. They seek a land that is not sand-tainted, that is not cursed, a land that is pure and holy, and a place where God dwells, and where purity is, and where sin has no place. May God's your will be done. May God's your word find good ground and bring forth in fruit abundantly in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Anybody need prayer before we close tonight? Amen. Still remember, amen, those that we prayed for earlier in the service, Brother Watts, Billy, Brother Dees, just a multitude of people that we ask prayer for. All these, and some of these are quite serious. Brother Watts, that they can get that infection cleared up and he can get his strength back. He was trying to talk to the wife and us yesterday, but he was weak. Amen. And he's having to battle for that. They were able to get him off of that ventilator, but he still was struggling to get his breath. So remember him. Amen. If he does well, they'll put him out in a room tomorrow, my understanding, if he continues to improve. But you still keep him in your prayers. Amen. Other ones that, remember Lewis, he wanted to be in church tonight, but he said that I got issues and had to take Rita, had to call her son to come get her and care her to the doctor, to the hospital tonight. So remember her in prayer. Amen. Brother Stephen, would you dismiss us in a word of prayer this evening?